Well, go, baby, 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 baby, won't you come out tonight? Well, baby, won't you come out tonight?
Welcome to Matt and Dory's Excellent Adventure. I'm Matt.
I'm Dory.
We're here. I have low energy. What's up?
Now I feel like you're overcompensating.
No. I'm doing great.
Okay.
Welcome to Sunday. I hope your week is going to be great. Our week, well, quite frankly, it's over. Or is it starting? Do you consider Sunday the start of the week or the end of the week?
The start of the week.
Really?
Yeah.
Weird. I'm a Monday guy.
Oh, interesting.
I've always been a Monday guy.
But if you look on a calendar...
Calendars don't dictate to me when I start my week.
I see.
I've always been a Monday guy.
I mean, I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
And I guess I agree with you in theory, but when I visualize a calendar, I visualize it starting on Sunday.
Oh.
I'm a visual learner.
I don't let big calendar dictate my life.
Oh, I don't let big calendar dictate my life.
Great impression. Great impression of me. Please leave your Apple podcast review. Do it. You know what I meant to say. Facebook group, that's there. Facebook.com/groups/excellent adventure. Get in on the fun. Talk to everyone about how much fun you're having trying to have a baby. You can go to our website. That's excellentadventure.com. Also, you can find our Patreon page. There's a link there, or you can just head directly to patreon.com/excellent adventure. And quite frankly, we could use the help.
Thank you to everyone who has signed up. I was just going to say thank you to everyone who signed up last week after Matt gave our listeners a really great guilt trip.
The guilt trip continues. Dory and I are not working. So what that means is we have time for podcasts, bonus episodes, and the like. And that means more content for you if you choose to support us at patreon.com/excellentadventure. Our Twitter handle is excellentpod, and you can email us, Dory and Matt at Gmail, and Matt and Dory at Gmail. And of course, guys, we do have a phone number. So if you don't feel like writing things down, maybe you're in the car listening and you say, man, I have an email response to a question. You can do that by calling us. It's 413-461-BABY. Now, of course, I'm assuming that while you're driving, you have a hands-free situation. Don't pick up your phone and call us.
Well, I think on a previous episode, I recommended putting us in your contacts list. So you can just say, call excellent.
That would be amazing if anyone did that. That would be really something. DC Meetup, it's coming, guys. It's March 11th at 3 p.m. at the Emissary Coffee House in DuPont Circle. You can RSVP at dceggheads.eventbrite.com. It's going to be in our show notes. This is the last episode before that meetup.
Yeah, it's this Sunday.
So go talk about this episode and others. And also just get to know people who are going through the same fucking garbage that we are. There's also a San Francisco meetup planned. Did you know that?
Yeah, I put it in the show.
It's Sunday, March 18th at 1 p.m. The Grove at Yerba Buena Gardens at 690 Mission Street in San Francisco. And the organizer says it's a coffee shop that's close to BART for people who don't live in San Francisco. So if you're going to truck on in from Oakland or, you know, Marin or wherever, BART's there. Although I don't know if Marin has BART access. They're too fancy for such things in Marin County, a.k.a. Endor. The moon of Endor, before anyone corrects me. The URL is very long, but if you go to Eventbrite and search for Egghead and San Francisco, it will come up.
I tested it.
We'll also put it in the show notes. Essentially, here's the address. It's your Eventbrite, your .coms, your /E, and then your /. Now, I'm going to say everything. It has a dash in it. SF-Bay-Area-Egghead-Meetup-Tickets-4362905261. Now, if you didn't get that, just go to Eventbrite and search Egghead. It'll come up. San Francisco. Egghead, San Francisco. It's going to come up. March 18th, 1 p.m. Do it up, everybody.
Yeah, I'm excited for you guys.
Now, updates from us. Well, I have had a day off. Goldberg's is done. We've wrapped.
Congratulations.
Well, technically. Production wraps Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Writers were done Friday.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, post will be there for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
We're having, you know, new episodes are airing into deep into May. So be on the lookout for all of those. And yesterday I did a number on myself.
You really embraced being done with work with gusto.
Yeah. Got some stuff done, everybody. I went over to Anawalt Lumber and rented a grinder. Concrete grinder. Had to get some diamond tip blade to do this grinding. Had to take, certainly more than a quarter of an inch. I don't know if it was quite a half an inch, but I had to take a lot of concrete off of our driveway.
Because it's
slabs, and when people drive over it, the tires go on either side of the slabs, and the soil is soft, so it creates a buckle, which prevents the gate from actually closing, which is quite a kerfuffle, because, you know, bows out there sometimes, homeless vagrants occasionally try to go into the yard, steal my bicycle, things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
But I took care of that. And quite frankly, both of my hands are killing me.
Mm-hmm.
I have no grip strength right now.
Are there any like exercises you could do?
Probably. But I was, I had the grinder going. I was using it right-handed for a while. Then I switched the handle to the left side, or rather to the right side, and then was using it right-handed for a little while. It was quite a day. I had my safety glasses on, my respirator in.
Yeah, you look pretty cool.
And I was just doing it, guys. I was really causing quite a concrete storm. And then I had to take care of Dory's tire because she decided to rip the sidewall by hitting a curb.
Yeah.
At an unknown speed.
Mm.
Will she ever reveal that speed? Probably not.
It wasn't that fast.
But, guys, we changed the tire. Now there are three different brands of tires on the Volvo XC90 because Dory occasionally goes through tires.
The other one wasn't... I must have just driven over something on the other one, the first one.
That was up by Laurel?
Yeah.
Yeah. I took care of that. And... yeah, I have to say, I'm like, my hands really hurt. It's not great. I can't play bar chords right now. And acupuncture was the most miserable experience of my life yesterday.
Of your life?
Well, of yesterday. We'll take it back from life.
Why was it so bad?
Well, because I was trying to relax, but it was, you know, it was pouring out when I was going there. I put a picture on Instagram of the intersection
flooded.
At the Vista, which is near the acupuncture place, and it was torrential downpour. And I went in, and, you know, you're supposed to relax, and I was so stressed out, and I had so many needles in me. She put one in my nose, and people kept walking by the window. I kept hearing things. My phone was, again, it wasn't even on vibrate. It was just displaying all the noises.
Oh, honey.
So, you know, there was a text chain going from the writers. That was popping off every 12 seconds. Kept getting dings for emails. And then I was like remembering, oh my God, I have so many things to do. I really want to take care of this, driveway. I got to get Dory's tire fixed. So then I was like thinking about everything I had to do, and I was looking at all the needles, and I was like, can I just take these off of myself and go?
Okay. First of all, you have to remember to turn off your phone. That I feel like just causes all kinds of stress because you can't zone out if you if your phone is constantly dinging.
I also like don't like the music that she plays. Like I'd rather just like listen to Motown or something.
Okay.
Anyway, my plan is to bring my headphones next week.
The phone is the root of your problem.
Well, yeah, I was starting to like panic a little bit about all the things I have to do.
Yeah, and it's exacerbated when you hear dinging.
Yes.
You know?
So that, yeah, that was that. That was that experience. How was your week?
My week was good.
Yeah.
My goal was to not make plans, which didn't really happen.
I feel like you had plans every day.
I ended up having a lot of plans. Like, people were in town. We had to do podcast stuff.
But isn't that sort of like the reason not to make plans is so that you can have these last minute plans pop up?
Yeah, actually, that's true. Because one day my friend Melanie was here and she was like, hey, I have a couple hours free. Do you want to get a pedicure? And mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I actually really need a pedicure. And then it turned out I wasn't able to see her the other time that we were supposed to get together. So it turned out to be good.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I try not to plan things.
I know.
But quickly my time gets filled up.
Yeah.
Inadvertently.
Everyone wants a piece of you.
Everyone wants a piece of podcast magic.
Yep.
JK.
So did that. My friend Amanda came over and helped me start cleaning out my office.
Mm-hmm.
Quite
a process.
Which has become quite a process. And I'm still doing it. I spent like 4 hours this morning on it.
Mm-hmm.
I still have one more bin to go through.
Yeah.
But I've gone through everything in the office, like stuff that I never go through.
Yeah.
And that I just keep moving from like apartment to apartment. Mm-hmm. I've gone through. So that feels good. I've gotten rid of a lot of stuff.
You should also like, if there's anything where you're like, I don't know if I want to keep this, but you're like on the fence about it, why don't you just scan it with the scanner? Email it to yourself and then throw it out.
Yeah. That scanner is not conveniently located, though.
You can get a pile together and remove the staple from things
mm-hmm.
and just press the button.
Mm.
Then you don't have to go do anything.
Yeah, I could do that.
Okay. I'm just trying to help you out.
No, I know. I appreciate it. I end up keeping a lot of the notes that people wrote. Excuse me. The notes and letters that people wrote me.
Those are scannable as well.
I know. Because it took so long because I was like reading a lot of them.
Yeah.
I was very nostalgic.
Uh-huh.
I sent some to my sister.
Yeah.
You know, there's just a lot. And, yeah, so I've been doing that and I would like that to be done this week. I have an article I have to work on this week. And my other podcast,
mm-hmm.
we now do 2 episodes a week. So
we got us.
We got some shit to do. No, that's
Forever 35.
Yeah, our first mini episode is dropping tomorrow.
Exciting.
Yeah.
Smart move. I like it.
Thank you.
I'm very excited for you guys over there at Forever35.net.
That's not the URL.
Oh.
I might have bought that, though. Can't remember.
Well, now you have to because I said it out loud. Now I have to buy it. Someone's going to swoop in.
Thanks a lot.
Sorry, everybody.
Oh, boy. yeah, I'm...
Are you feeling IVF-wise and the fact that we're not really thinking about it? Well, you're not really thinking about it right now.
I am feeling like this is never going to happen.
Mm. Interesting feeling.
I also...
Well, that's also how you felt about me going to acupuncture. And now I go.
That's true. I didn't... She didn't tell me what the numbers were. I forgot to ask. But she said our acupuncturist had gotten your numbers from Dr. Beck.
Yep.
And she said that they were lower than the analysis that you had done the week before.
Yeah, 53,000 to God knows what.
Right. And I was like, why didn't they just freeze my eggs when they saw how bad his sperm was?
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't have an answer for me. She was like, well, you don't really have a leg to stand on now because they gave you money back. I'm like, that's not the point. I don't care about the money. Like, I care about the money, but
I don't have a leg to stand on because they gave you money back is what she said.
Uh-huh. And then I was like,
fuck her. She's dead to me. I'm not going back there.
Okay.
I'm going to find another acupuncture person.
Okay.
That's a crazy thing to say to you.
Yeah. Well, then I explained it and she was like, oh, I think she thought I like wanted money back or something.
I'm so confused as to why she would say that to you.
I think she thought I wanted to like make a complaint to them. And I was like, well, I am annoyed.
Well, I wouldn't be annoyed if I didn't tell them about this.
No, I know.
And go like, we should check this.
Yep.
Because I had a feeling.
And then why didn't they have like a contingency to say, well, if his sperm is really bad when we do the retrieval, then we're just going to freeze your eggs. Why couldn't they have done that?
I don't know.
You know, like they were so full steam ahead on this, you know, fertilization this time. And
I hate to be right all the time.
And it's just like, why? So now I'm annoyed and I'm just like, what is the point? No one knows what they're doing.
And no one listens.
And I'm just like, I'm just feeling like worn down.
And also, why haven't they told us that number? No one's told us what my fucking count was.
Okay.
On the day of the retrieval.
Well, why don't you call them and get it?
Also, my walnuts never came.
Where did you order them from?
Amazon.
Oh, are you sure you didn't order like fake Chinese walnuts?
No, I ordered the Kirkland brand of walnuts.
Oh, you're not supposed to buy Costco on Amazon. It's like, because it's being sold by secondary sellers.
Oh, I don't know. It was Prime.
Oh, well, you should call Amazon.
Maybe I'll just go get some now.
Yeah, we have some. We have a whole bag of walnuts.
Well, we got to get those out in my view so I can start eating the walnuts. Okay,
they're hidden behind the vision boards right now.
Okay. Well, it's hard to get our vision of a baby going if these walnuts stay hidden.
Don't I know it.
So, anyway, that's an interesting scenario. I do wonder how bad they were, the sperms.
I know. And they were
how they got so bad in a week.
And they were so confident that they could get enough sperm, enough good sperm. You know? And I'm like, were you overconfident? Like, what happened? Something went wrong. And I don't know exactly what it was.
Oh, I think it was my sperm.
No, I understand that, but I feel like something went wrong, like in the lab. Like the lab made the wrong call or something.
Interesting.
I could just be talking out of my ass.
Is there a mystery afoot?
There might be. I should get my houndstooth cap and my pipe.
Really investigate this more.
Listen. I don't know. I could, you know, I'm just frustrated and I'm looking for someone to blame. And
well, I'm right here. It was my sperm.
Yeah, but you raised the issue.
I had to. Because I knew how stressed out I was. And I knew that I'm fucking flying 6 hours where I can't get up because I'm sleeping because it's the only time I can sleep.
No, I know.
I told them that. I'm not yelling at you. I'm yelling up to the sky. I told them this. I don't understand. Anyway.
So I'm just feeling like we've been doing this for almost 2 years.
Yeah.
I know people do it for longer, but I'm kind of tired.
Yes.
And I'm just like, what is happening? I just, you know, it's like, it's not even the physical aspects of it because... Mm-hmm. As discussed, I was on pretty low meds last time. It's more the psychological. Like, it's very stressful. The whole thing is so stressful. And you get hopeful only to get let down again and again and again.
Why? Remind me again why we haven't put that. Why we aren't putting that boy embryo?
Because we decided we were going to wait for your sperm to get better to do another retrieval.
For what? Like what I'm saying is like, I'll work on my sperm as I'm doing or trying to do, and then, like, what's the point in? Or is it like?
Because
should we not blow the? I mean, I don't.
No, it's
nothing
that,
else. Can,
it's that if I did get pregnant. If we wanted to have a second kid,
we don't. We're done.
And the mosaic didn't work. Okay,
aren't we?
Oh, is that it?
Isn't that it?
You just made that unilateral decision.
But haven't you said that?
I entertained the notion. We haven't like made a decision.
Oh, I thought you had made a decision that we wanted one only.
No, I didn't make that decision. I said, if I was like, at this point, if we just end up with a child, I will be happy. But it's not my personal ideal situation.
Mm-hmm. Where'd all my sperm go?
I don't know.
What is the life cycle? 3 months?
She said 1 to 2.
I hear three when I... From... I don't know who. I don't know why that's in my head.
I don't know. She told us 1 to 2.
All right. So then... So, I mean, theoretically, then we should just... I should schedule an analysis for a month from now.
Okay.
Right?
Sure.
Or should I go in now and then go in a month?
I don't know.
Who do I talk to about this?
I don't know.
All right. Good talk, everybody at home.
Well, I feel a lot worse now.
Why? Because I asked you about IVF during our IVF podcast?
No. Because it just like, I'm now angrier than I was.
Than you were when?
10 minutes ago.
Okay.
And I feel more despondent.
Okay.
And well, I feel like no one has a plan.
Isn't it... our call on the plan?
Yeah, I guess it is. But it's like, we can't... There's no point in starting the clock on the new sperm until you've quit smoking.
Right.
So, like...
But that's not fucking true, though.
No, it is
true. Because I smoked like crazy during every semen analysis. Everyone. I had a million I was smoking all the time. That part of it, as it will... Again...
You're everybody. Yelling.
I'm not. Anyway, my plan is to quit smoking. At the end of this week is the plan, and it has been the plan for a month. So throwing that at me right now, I feel like is not fair because we've discussed the plan. You're aware of the plan. You've agreed to the plan.
Yeah.
So
I'm
follow
just saying
up to
you
that.
Can't start the clock on it until you've quit smoking.
I don't believe that's accurate. I believe that my stress level was what was causing the majority of this happening.
Okay.
And therefore, I don't know, whatever. It doesn't fucking matter. We're doomed. Why are we even doing this? Who wants kids? This is crazy.
Yeah. I don't know. I wanted kids at one point. Now it feels like, meh.
Yeah. Do you go through this, people at home, when you're in these long cycles of IVF? Do you waffle about on the whole, like, feeling like it's hopeless, and then you're like, well, do I even want children? I'm putting out the egg signal on our own podcast.
Good job.
What do you do with that? I mean, you're just hell-bent on having a kid, and then you just go through so much and whatever. I don't know. It's so cyclical too. It's like, the stress of it all is like, well, then, well, wait, now am I stressed out about this? Like, what is the stress?
I know.
What is it? Where is it coming from?
Well, it was before, it was coming from working too much and traveling too much.
Well, I've almost, this is my what, third weekend home?
Yeah.
So next weekend will be a month.
Yeah.
I say we try the sperm then.
Okay.
Where do I go?
Boy, I mean, I guess you could just go back to CFP.
Yay. My favorite place.
It's all of our favorite place.
Guys, we're getting real here.
Yeah. Hope you were in the mood.
Hope you're in the mood to hear two despondent adults. Okay, guys. So we just took a short break so I could just do some reading about sperm. Because, quite frankly, no doctors ever really tell us anything.
Good time to do it.
So I found this website. It's called don'tcookyourballs.com.
I feel like that appeals to you. Like that they're speaking your language.
Well, you know, it's just like they seem to have the most information and things I had not really read or thought about. So anyway, there's this test you can take on here.
Love a test.
About your infertility or your potential for having a problem with your sperm in trying to conceive, I believe, is the idea of the test.
Mm.
So let's all take this together, everybody. All right. Number one, in a typical week, how often do you feel stressed? Never, rarely, sometimes, frequently, or all the time. Where do you think I land?
All the time.
Okie dokie. Are you exposed to any of the following as part of your job? High temperatures above 80 degrees, receipt paper, solvents, oils, base paints, or cleaning compounds? Nope. Soldering? Nope. Medical particulates or fumes? Nope. Engine exhaust? Nope. Long periods of sitting? Yes. Laptop on your lap? No, we don't do that at work. Next. All right. On average, how much sleep do you get at night? Honey, this is a great question.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you should be asking me.
Okay, here we go.
Dory's going to ask me this. Don't cook your balls.
Less than 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
4 to 6 hours.
Yeah.
6 to 7. 7 to 8. I'm not even going to read the rest because we know. Four to six. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you do any of the following activities at least once a week?
Yeah, go ahead.
Wear tight pants or underwear?
I mean, my balls always feel very constricted.
So is that a yes?
Yeah.
Use a seat warmer.
Sometimes.
Use an electric blanket.
No.
Stand in front of a hot grill or oven.
No.
On average, how many hours of TV do you watch in a day? Less than one, 1 to 3, or more than three?
Less than one.
Do you take any of the following dietary supplements?
Let's go. Let's hear it.
Vitamins.
I don't know. Well, no. Let's just go about it honestly. Not really.
Omega 3.
No.
Fertility supplement.
No.
Protein.
A protein supplement, which that could be found in a protein bar.
It says dietary supplements.
Sure, then say yes on protein.
Herbal supplement.
No.
Wait, what about the herbs that you got from the acupuncturist?
I just started taking this. I'm not counting this.
Okay. How often do you exercise for at least 20 minutes? Multiple times a day, every day, 3 to 5 times a week,
uh-huh.
1 to 2 times a week, less than 4 times a month, or never?
Never.
What do you typically do to work out? That's not applicable. Do you use any performance enhancers?
I mean, what is walking in there?
Walking / elliptical.
Well, I do go for like a good... giant walks.
I'll check that
every day. I go for giant walks.
Do you use any performance enhancers
like steroids? No.
Clomid, growth hormone?
No. I'd like to
glucosamine, creatine.
I would love HGH.
Protein? No. Mm. How often do you hit the sauna, hot tub, or steam room?
Never.
Okay.
This is very exciting.
Drinking habits?
Okay.
Never? Rarely. Social, couple drinks a week. Late drinking most days. party heavy drinking a couple times a month, party hard heavy drinking once a week or so, or heavy drinking multiple times a week?
I would say rarely or never.
I would agree with rarely. Do you smoke?
Yes.
Pack a week or more?
Yes. More.
Do you smoke marijuana?
No.
No.
Keep going.
Do you use lubricants during intercourse?
No.
Have you experienced any of the following in the past year? Consistent testicular pain during physical activity, pain during sex or ejaculation, testicular shrinking, testicular swelling,
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Lumps or bumps, skin discoloration, sores on genitals, drop in libido.
No.
Difficulty achieving erection.
No.
Have you ever been diagnosed with any of the following? Autoimmune disorder, celiac disease, Crohn's, epilepsy, IBS, kidney disease, liver disease, pituitary disorder. No. You are at a very high risk for infertility.
Yes. We did it.
Okay. You don't get enough sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Studies have linked frequent use of car seat warmers to impaired infertility.
Mm-hmm.
Your balls need to be about 4 degrees cooler than body temp. The higher the temperature and longer the exposure time, the greater the impact on your sperm. They want you to take protein supplements.
They want me to take protein supplements.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
You don't take enough vitamins.
Nope.
You don't exercise enough.
No, I don't.
You smoke.
I do.
Which has been linked to DNA damage in sperm, as well as an increase in reactive oxygen species, molecules that can damage the protective sperm membrane.
Mm-hmm.
Cut back on the smokes. Your swimmers will thank you.
Okay.
okay. Well, they say to optimize chances of conception, couples are recommended to have sex every 2 to 3 days.
Let's do it.
What now?
Finally, we have an excuse.
All right. Now they want you to get tested.
Well, I've been tested.
I know.
Well, I hope you all had fun. I hope you all enjoyed that extra special glimpse into my testicles. Anyway. Can we have emails?
Yep.
It's from Julia. Hi, Dory and Matt. Not sure if this was ever discussed on your show or not. If not, I'd love some information and or guidance from you and your listeners. I've been diagnosed with late onset non-classical congenital adrenal hyperplasia. Oof. Messed that up. Otherwise known as CAH. Seems one of the side effects of this genetic disorder can make some women infertile. The disorder masks itself as PCOS. PCOS. I always say PCOS incorrectly. And many doctors either don't test or misdiagnose. It's common amongst Eastern European Ashkenazi Dories.
Uh-oh.
Just completed a failed IVF retrieval. 10 eggs, 6 fertilized, 4 made blastocysts, and all 4 of them failed the PGS. That's $25,000 in the toilet. Husband and I are trying to figure out the next steps. He's healthy. I'm the one with the disorder. Oh, I'm also 40. Well, best, Julia.
Egg signal going out.
Egg signal's out. Guess what? I'm not healthy, and she's 40. So you have that going for you. This is from Dar. Hi, Matt and Dory. It's Dar, a second-time emailer and a Patreon supporter.
Thank you,
Dar.
I would
love if you'd be willing to put out the egg signal on my behalf. A lot of signals going out today.
A lot of signals.
First signal. I have been trying to conceive for 3 years and have completed 2 unsuccessful IUIs with Clomid and Ovedril. I have been seeing
Ovidral.
Oh, well, I like the way I said it. I've been seeing a great acupuncturist for 2 years who thinks I have an ovulation disorder where my mature egg delays in dropping and is essentially expired before the sperm can reach it. She came to this conclusion by looking at my basal body temperature chart, or BOSEL?
Basal.
My chart shows that my egg drops 4 to 6 days later. I'm sorry, 4 to 6 days after I get an LH surge. Use an ovulation predictor kit to determine the time of my LH surge. I believe an egg is supposed to drop 24 to 48 hours after the LH surge, not 4 to 6 days. I felt this theory was confirmed when I did my last round of IUI because my temperature spiked just 24 hours after I received my Ovidral shot.
Ovidral.
I said it again. I'm wondering if any of your listeners have heard of this. I brought it up to my RE, who I trust very much, but he seemed stumped and disinterested in examining her theory. Well, you came to a doctor with an acupuncturist's theory. I've Googled and Googled and cannot find anything that addresses this. Is it possible for an egg to get stuck and drop too late? It appears on my chart that that happens every month.
Hmm.
Second signal! A woman called in and left two voicemails. First voicemail, she talked about her egg retrieval, which did not go well, in her second round, which resulted in, I think, 4 PGS-tested normal embryos after taking 3 months off and using a package of supplements. Second voicemail, she called back to share the name of the website she got the supplements on and also the name of the supplements. Does anyone know what episode this was or the name of the site? I don't.
No. I have no recollection of this.
So I'm hoping that someone out there has a better recall of these episodes than Dory and I.
Maybe someone who just like binged them recently remembers this.
And that would be for Dar. So help Dar out. I would appreciate that. This email is 3 pages long.
Yeah, this email is intense. We can save this email for next week. I don't think I'm not in the mood to read this email right now.
You're not in the headspace for it?
Nope.
Anonymous, we're going to get to you next week. We've just been depressing ourselves.
Yep.
I have a question that might require the sperm signal. We have so... This is like...
A lot of signals.
Even we started it with a signal.
We did.
I have a question.
This is, and the one we're skipping was also a signal.
Oh, no.
I know, but I
the one we're pushing.
Pushing, yes, pushing.
This is from Kate. Question that might require the sperm signal. My husband recently had a consultation with a new reproductive urologist who recommended my husband have a testicular biopsy performed to learn more about what could be causing his borderline azoospermia and dictate a course of treatment. This is the third reproductive urologist he has seen over the past 4 years, and this is the first time a biopsy has been mentioned. We've gotten his count up enough through Clomid to be able to take 2 rounds of IVF with ICSI, but it's still in the single digits. He's done an Episona test that indicated that the sperm that was in there was healthy. All right. The purpose of the biopsy seems to make sense, but why is it the first time we're hearing of this? Is there really a silver bullet to figuring out treatment? Why didn't the urologist that performed the Vera whatever grab a biopsy while he was in there? The varicocele surgery that I can't pronounce because it's very long. Ectomy. Questions I know you can't answer, but ones that keep surfacing as we consider it. Matt, has your urologist raised this? Anyone else out there had this done and find it to be worthwhile? Is it worth delaying our next round of IVF by 9 months? Well, you know, what's interesting about this sort of situation is that it reminds me of the following thing. I think that your doctors that had been seeing your husband had been looking for sort of... easily explainable common diagnoses. And I think if they can avoid a testicular biopsy, they will avoid a testicular biopsy.
Yeah.
And now having gone through everything that your husband has gone through, it's not that this is a silver bullet. It's sort of like okay, then we have to do this.
Yeah, I think you're right.
But that being said, I think the sperm signal is out and ready to go. Honey, would you like to read this email from a 38-year-old Norwegian?
Yes, ja. I would. Hi, Matt and Dory. I am a 38 years old Norwegian, currently on my second round of IVF. I thought you might like to know that we get three IVF cycles covered by the government. I heard the podcast where you discuss Scandinavia and our healthcare system. We have to pay for some of the meds, approximately $1,500, but the rest of the treatment is, quote, free. Of course, I've paid my share of taxes, but still, pretty awesome, right? Well, that was not what I wanted to talk to you about. I want to hear your thoughts on careers, friendships, and to have it all.
Oh, interesting.
My boyfriend and I have been together for
Took a left turn.
Sure did. For almost 10 years, but we didn't start trying to have a baby until 2014. I was a freelance writer for many years, but thought I should have a steady job and income before having a baby. Mm-hmm. So in early 2013, I landed a good job and I was ready for babies. Most of my girlfriends did it the other way around. They started having babies before they had their careers up and going while they were still climbing the ladder. Now they've had two or three children and they are ready to go back to work. But they are somehow surprised they can't land their dream jobs. Whenever I meet up with them, all they do is complain about their miserable life and they expect me to feel sorry for them. It's like I'm not even allowed to say anything. There is no understanding, no room for my sorrows about not being able to have children because I have the money, the freedom to travel, and the successful career.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what to say to them. I don't even want to meet them anymore. Last week, I canceled on them because I knew I couldn't take it. I was on a lot of meds. Knew I wouldn't be able to drink wine. I'd rather stay home. It's sad how this affects our friendships. But the saddest part about all this is of course, how difficult it seems to be to have it all. Even here, after all, Norway is considered to be one of the most gender equal countries in the world. Would really like to hear your thoughts on this, as it is not a topic I can discuss with my friends. To be honest, I am embarrassed to even have these thoughts about my friends. Love and good luck to you and to us all, Anonymous Norway. P.S. I'm not a native English speaker, so if my language is weird, I'm okay with you making fun of it. Ha ha.
You've had no syntax problems.
Yeah, your language was great.
The only problem that you had in your entire email.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I am a 38 years old Norwegian. That was it.
Yeah, it's true.
You just added an S.
Yeah.
Now, if we were to write you in Norwegian, quite frankly, the only word I could write is maelstrom because of Epcot.
Well, the only word I could write is fjord.
Well, this is what I'm saying. This is why Norway is amazing.
It is, truly.
What have we done with ourselves? Why are we here?
I don't know.
Honey,
yes.
Do you have any advice?
Well, I think that this is something that I feel like comes up a lot, and these are normal feelings to have. Don't be embarrassed to have these feelings. Like, these are normal feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what the takeaway is that having it all is a myth. There's no such thing as having it all. Like, everyone has to make, there's choices and sacrifices that everyone has to make, and you have to decide what your quote unquote all means.
Yeah.
And, you know, your friends have something you want, you have something they want, and you're just not in the same place right now. So I don't think it's a bad thing to not hang out with them for a little while.
You can take a breather.
You can take a break. It doesn't have to be permanent, but like it's hard for you to hang out with them right now.
You can come hang out with us.
Yeah. We could go to Norway and hang out with her.
We'll meet you at the Norway Pavilion in Epcot.
Do you have any advice for her?
Other than just staying in Norway.
Yeah.
Never leaving. It's cozy, amazingly adept at Winter Olympics.
Being rich. You know, they weren't always a wealthy country, but then they found oil. And they were like, oh, we're rich now.
Well, that's exactly the plot to the Beverly Hillbillies.
Are we sure it wasn't about Norwegians?
Yes. We have so many long emails.
I know. I don't think we have time to read that next one.
Oh my God. We're going to put this to the side along with the other one as it's been pushed. Here we go. This is it. This is the final email. We're going to wrap things up so that Dory can go watch the Oscars because she can't have it all. She can't do a podcast and see the red carpet. She had to choose the podcast. And for that, we are eternally grateful. Hello, Dory and Matt.
Why are you talking like that?
My name is Francesca. I'm from Connecticut. Oh, well, very close to Westport. Literally screamed when I heard you two talking about my neck of the woods. I have so many questions for you two, but I'll limit it to two for now. I used to watch G4 back in the day, which led me to The Nerdist, which led me to Excellent Adventure. I remember seeing Matt on Attack of the Show and being so excited that one of my boys was working. That's me. Which leads me to my first question. Matt, you have so many jobs now, and you and Dory have mentioned you always having a somewhat uncomfortable feeling when you don't have something lined up. I was curious, where do you think that comes from? The need to constantly working. This is something I work through in therapy every week. Obviously, there are financial reasons, but is there more to it? Yes. I'm very similar. I'm 25 and still have yet to lock down a career-boosting job that I can be proud of to put on my resume. I have some intense fear of not finding work. I'm back in school for computer programming. Very nice line of work you've chosen for yourself there. And although it's a growing field, the fear still haunts me. I'm pretty poor, but I pay my bills on time. Any advice for how to shake the fear? I think the fear is good.
Go on.
I think it's a companion.
Go on.
I think it is with you on your journey through your life. And I think if you don't listen to it, actually, it's not about not listening to it. If you don't hear it, you get complacent. And if you get complacent, then I worry about that taking over your life, the complacency. Now, the great thing about fear is that if it's there, it's a constant motivator, and you can constantly prove it wrong. Now, back to where my desire to work constantly comes from. Well, I don't entirely know. I do think part of it is probably my upbringing and my siblings being much older than me and me sort of seeing where they were going wrong and me vowing to never make the same mistakes. Also, I grew up really wanting to be a yuppie. I was like, someday I'm going to drive a Saab. And I always wanted a forest green Saab turbo with a tan interior. I never got one, but I always wanted one. I did have a Saab 9000 CSE. It was a 1994. Had heated seats. It was great. But as we've learned today,
oh my
heated
God.
Seats, no good.
That's probably why you have sperm problems, because of the heated seats in the Saab.
I would wager it's partially because I'm fat. And my balls are always bunched up and kind of hurting. Constantly.
Wait, that was one of the questions, and you said no.
I thought I said yes.
To pain?
Look, I mean, it's like they're just like the pant. I wear my pants high, you know.
Yeah.
I don't like. I'm not one of these fat guys who pretends they have a small waist and just tucks under the gut.
You know what? You should come home and put on gym shorts.
Interesting. I'm listening.
Because I think at least when you're...
I should also commit to gym shorts for hiatus and just wear gym shorts.
Yeah. I mean...
Anyway, back to this. Yeah, so that's sort of a fear of mine. And being poor and paying the bills on time, that's fucking great. Good for you. Because when I was poor, I did not pay the bills on time. I was horrible. I had a horrible habit. But I have through the help of my wife, I have turned a corner on bill paying.
Yeah.
That has paid off
pretty spectacularly, yeah. If you ask me.
My credit score is very high.
I really emphasize the need to pay your bills on time.
Always, always, always.
Like always. It's but, not, I mean, it's not an option.
Just to be fair, I've been paying my bills on time since I had a decent job. Essentially since G4. I've been anal about it. And luckily that was...
But you got more anal when you met me.
It was like 7 years ago, so... all right, here's the next question.
Okay.
My dream and primary focus is to get my ass to the West Coast. I have my heart set on Portland, but really any progressive city by the coast will do. I think that's most cities by the coast, except for Santa Barbara. I was thinking about donating my eggs to acquire some of the finances. I know this won't be an easy or quick task, but I'm up for it. So my question is, have you heard about the race of the egg donor ever being a factor on how much a donor will receive? I don't know. I don't know how much donors get. I'm mixed, black, and Dominican. And I remember seeing posts years ago where companies wanted blonde, blue-eyed donors. Definitely no shade to anyone who wants an egg with those characteristics. Just a thought I've always had about donating eggs. Well, Francesca, I'll take some of those eggs. We could use them. I don't know. I don't know what the rates are.
I don't either.
Does that sound right to me? Yes.
But
it sounds like these yuppies I used to strive for are assholes when choosing their eggs.
Well, but you also have to figure a lot of people want children that look like them, and there have to be other mixed race couples who are looking for eggs.
That's very true.
So...
Very true.
Just saying.
But maybe someone knows. This is sort of like, this is the egg donor signal.
Egg donor signal.
Anyway, hope you two have as much fun making the podcast as I do listening. We usually do. Today was an exception. We had not a great time, but you heard it all. Okay, you can support us on Patreon and get up to 2 bonus episodes per month. That's at patreon.com/excellentadventure. Huge thank you to our Patreon supporters. If you support us at the $5 level or above, you'll get your name read on the podcast each month. And here is the first half of these names. You'll hear more next week, I'm sure. Nora Grashman, hello and thank you. Diane Martin. Oh, Diane, you're still with us. That's amazing. Melody Baltazar, thank you so much. Michael Guerrier. Yes, I'll say that. Angie James, Josh Alvarez, Luke Evers, Hannah Crowder, Christina Turner, Frederick Roy, Layla Arshid, Caroline Land, Tara McElfrish, Christopher Frenegi, oh, Christopher, Greg Watchorn, Emily Shapin, Aaron Gudge, Angel Rivera III, and Lauren Gleason. And I believe... That's it. Honey, anything to say to the people at home? So subscribe to Forever 35.
Yeah, subscribe to Forever 35. Sorry we were so
next week,
down
I will
today.
Hopefully have the results of that sperm analysis. We'll share it with the audience and we'll talk about it. And you know what? We're going to double down. Matt's doubling down. He's going to get his sperm count up. And if that takes a lot of frozen balls, then that's what it's going to be. So from here on out... It is Walnut City.
Signing off from Walnut City.
Bye.